This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
8 is for hamburger. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. In this episode, we'll talk about an American favorite with H is for hamburger. According to the Oxford Encyclopedia of Food and Drink in America, hamburgers are the single most popular food item in the country. The origins of the hamburger are vague, but it's generally agreed upon that the original name was hamburger sandwich. It's often traced to German immigrants leaving Europe in the 19th century. In 1834, Hamburg steak, a dish of seasoned ground beef, appeared on the menu of New York's famed Delmonico's. Many cookbooks featured recipes for beefsteak a la Hamburg. There are many different stories on the when, where, and how hamburgers found their way to being an American culinary staple. One credits Louis Lassen of New Haven, Connecticut, with popularizing the dish from his lunch wagon in 1900. Another alleges Charlie Negri served the first true hamburger sandwich at a Wisconsin fair in 1885. A rival county fair origin claim goes to Frank Menches, and yet another to the Erie County Fair. The most likely person to popularize the hamburger is Fletcher Davis, a Texan who sold hamburgers at the St. Louis 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition. One issue that the beloved hamburger ran up against in the early 20th century was widespread suspicion of ground beef. Muckrakers and publications like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle painted a pretty ugly picture of meat processing facilities, and ground beef was particularly vulnerable because at the time it was fairly common to grind up meat that was spoiled or otherwise contaminated. Into this environment entered Billy Ingram and Walter Anderson in Wichita, Kansas, with their White Castle system of eating houses. Anderson is sometimes credited as being the first person to serve a totally flattened burger on a bun, and White Castle became known for their 5-cent burger and whitewashed stainless steel sanitary surroundings. White Castle spread across the country in the 1920s and brought with them a dish they marketed as cheap and nutritious. The popularity of the hamburger continued through the Depression, but dropped off during World War II due to rationing. But by the 1960s, McDonald's came onto the scene, profiting from the hamburger's popularity in suburbia. While McDonald's may have been the fast food leader, the 1970s brought heavy competition as various chains tried to outsize each other. Think of the Big Mac or the Whopper. Whatever its origins, hamburgers are undoubtedly a favorite at barbecues and picnics across the country every summer. If you'd like to learn more about Delmonico's in New York City, check out HRN's A Taste of the Past episode on the subject. Or if plant-based patties are your groove, be sure to listen to Mission Impossible Foods. For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.